I'd invite any of the students that want to come forward and help me out with the homily. I'll need some volunteers, so maybe some of you who normally dismiss for children's liturgy, come on forward. Go ahead, come on up. Come on up. I need some help. I need some volunteers to help with the homily. It's okay, guys, really. It's okay. I don't bite. Promise. It's going to be fun. Anybody like playing games? All right. This is what I want you to do. I want you to have a seat, but not in the middle here, because I'm going to need the middle. If you want to have a seat like on this side, then why don't you guys come over here, and why don't you have a seat over here? Okay. All right, what I'd like to do with you is to share with you a little bit of Christmas presents of Father TJ's past. You guys like getting presents? You guys get, you got your list all taken care of? I'm gonna need this space here, I need this empty. So if you guys can move, like why don't you come sit over here or on this side? I'll need this space here in the middle. You need to move. Can you get up? I need this space clear, so why don't you sit like right here? Come over here and have a seat like right here. And yes, ma'am, yeah, you slide over. Okay, we'll try to do that. Okay, so I wanna share with you some of my favorite gifts as a kid. This was a pretty cool gift that I got when I was a kid. Might have been around your age. Does anybody recognize these? Do you know what these are?
Yes.
What are they? What are they? Yes.
Action figures.
That's right. These, my friends, are called starting lineups. They were toys that I played with when I was a kid. Starting lineups. Okay, so I need a volunteer to help me. Yes, sir. Come up. Come here. You're going to get to hold this guy. What's his name? What's his name?
Ryan.
Do you know who that is?
No.
No. You want to ask one of the grown-ups for help? I bet the grown-ups might know. Ryan. Who's Ryan? Who's Ryan? Yes. Nolan Ryan. Hall of Fame, class 1999. He had 324 wins in his career, struck out 5,714 people, a record, and 7 no-hitters. He was the best. He was my favorite Astro. Okay, so why don't you be Nolan Ryan? You take the pitcher's mound. Why don't you stand right here at the pitcher's mound? I need another volunteer. Yes, sir. And then his battery mate was this guy. You know what a battery mate is?
Uh-huh.
Well, what is it? Battery mate is his catcher.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Ashby.
Do you know who Ashby is? You want to ask the grown-ups? Alan Ashby was Nolan Ryan's catcher. Of all of the guys who caught him, Alan Ashby caught the most games. He caught 136 of Nolan Ryan's starts. So they were pretty awesome together. So what I would do as a kid is I would play with these starting lineups in the house. And what I would do is I got a gift once. This is pretty cool. Does anybody see this? What's this? It's a bat. What's the bat say? What does the bat say?
TJ.
It says TJ. Who's TJ? Me! This was my bat when I was a kid. So what we would do when we would play is Nolan Ryan would pitch, Alan Ashby would catch, and they would try to strike me out, right? But you know what? I was pretty good. Because I was big and they were tiny. So Nolan Ryan, who gave up a 204 batting average to opponents, would never strike me out. Because every time I could come up, boom, home run. Didn't matter how bad left hand against Nolan Ryan, crushed the lefties too. He'd try to bring that little curveball in on me, boom, gone. So it wasn't fair because every time I'd hit a home run, Nolan Ryan was pretty good. 5,714 strikeouts, but he never struck me out. So what did I have to do to make the game fair? What did I have to do? Yes, sir.
Get smaller.
Or I could get smaller. Or what else could we do? Yes. Or they could get bigger. Or yes.
Get another figurine.
We could, thank you very much, high five to that. Yes, sir. We could get more figurines. Why don't you stand up? So in a baseball game, what else do we need? Do we need some fielders? Yes, we do. So why don't you take this guy here? Do you know who that is?
Smith.
Do you know who that is? No, you stay here. You're the pitcher still. You're still Nolan Ryan. We still need you on the mound. Smith. Do you know who Smith is?
No.
You want to ask the adults? Do they know? Who's Smith? Ozzie Smith, the Wizard of Oz, 13-time Gold Glove winner, 15-time All-Star. He's one of the best shortstops ever. So let's put him out here at shortstop. Okay, where's shortstop going? Let's go in the field here behind Nolan, over here to the side. There you go. And then what else would we need to play baseball? What we need? Yes, sir. Okay, we need a ball. Nolan's got a ball in his glove. How about what I was doing to take my place? What would we need? Yes, sir. Come on up. We got a batter in here? Of course we do. Who's this? What's his name?
Murray.
Do you know who that is? Eddie Murray. Second most powerful switch hitter of all time. He had 504 career home runs. Went in the Hall of Fame in 2003. And so he's going to be our batter. He's a switch hitter. You know, so Eddie Murray is here. You know what Eddie Murray's batting average was against Nolan Ryan in his career? 389. That means he crushed fastballs. He was a good fastball hitter, all right? So Eddie Murray's up there batting against Nolan Ryan, okay? But we also are gonna have somebody on base. Who's on base? What do we have? Yes, ma'am, come on up, come on up. Who's on base? What's the person who's on the base? What are they called? The runner. And what's his name?
Henderson.
Henderson, do you know who he is? Ricky Henderson. He stole more bases, scored the most runs of anybody in history. Pretty awesome, huh? So why don't you come over here on first base? So Ricky Henderson is on. How do you think Ricky Henderson got on base? Think he got a hit off Nolan Ryan? No way, Jose. He hit 118 against Nolan Ryan. He's not getting a base hit. But Nolan Ryan walked 2,795 guys in his career, so he's on base because he walked. All right, so let's play baseball. Nolan Ryan is pitching, right? Nolan Ryan pitching? He's pitching. He throws the first one by Eddie Murray. Swing and a miss, strike. But Ricky Henderson steals second base. So move to second base there. Uh-oh. So the Astros are getting worried. They'll need somebody up in the bullpen. Yes, sir. You know what the bullpen is? What's the bullpen? What's the bullpen? It's a place where the extra pitchers are. What's his name? Scott.
Scott.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Mike Scott, the 1986 Cy Young Award winner. He went 18-10 with like a 2.20 ERA. He was awesome. So he's in the bullpen ready to come in if they need him. But do you think they need him? No, because he's Nolan Ryan. So go ahead, throw the ball. Boom. Eddie Murray swings. Ozzie Smith dives. Makes a play, catches the ball, tags out. Ricky Henderson, ooh, Astros win! Yeah! Good job, guys. All right, well done, well done. All right. You wanna put this back on your back? And I'll just need you to hold this in your hand. All right, so you're probably sitting there saying, Father TJ has lost his marbles. All right, couple reasons that I did that activity. First of all, in the gospel today, there was a long list of people. Did you pay attention?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can tell me who Jesus' great, 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 great grandfather is?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who it is either. I'm sorry. But the list that was in there was like a starting lineup of all these holy men and women that came around so that Jesus could be born. They were like all of these cool action figures that I had, all these Hall of Famers. So that's one of the reasons that we played a little baseball. The other reason we played baseball because the Texans got slaughtered yesterday, so I'm moving on to baseball season. Just kidding. Not, no, Texans, no, don't panic, guys. Don't panic. Don't panic yet. The other reason why I played this game, guys, is because I wanted to show you the mystery of Christmas. We celebrate today what's called the Incarnation. Does anybody know what that means? Incarnation. Do you know? That Jesus became what? Jesus became a man. That's exactly right. Thank you. High five. Incarnation means Jesus became a man. The reason that we just did this activity, when I was playing baseball against Nolan Ryan, he couldn't strike me out, right? Why not? Yes. Why not? Because I was too and too powerful, and they didn't understand it. So what Jesus had to do was he said, let me show you guys how to play this game. And Jesus became one of those extra players that stepped into the field. Jesus said, let me show you guys how to play this game. Let me be one of these players, and let me show you how awesome I am. Jesus, my friends, was amazing. He could do anything, right? He could wipe away our sins. He could heal the blind. He could give sight to those who were not able to walk in faith. Our Lord Jesus was awesome, and that's why he came into the world. The other mystery of the incarnation, my friends, is that Jesus came to be one of us, and he said, I know what it's like to be a human being. So when Jesus came into humanity, he said, look, all of the things that you deal with, all of the suffering, the pain, all of the illness and the sickness that you have, I know what that feels like because I was one of you. So we look to Jesus and we say, help us out with this because we're sad, because we're lost. And especially at this time of year, my friends, Christmas is tough because what are we going to do tomorrow? Who are you going to spend the day with tomorrow? Yes, your family. So for some people, their family, they might not be here this year. So it's a sad time for them because their family members might now be with Jesus in heaven. And so we offer up a special prayer for them who might have lost their loved ones. Because our Lord was here. He knows that pain. He knows our sadness. He knows how tough it is for us. So when we strike out with the bases loaded or ground into a double play, we say, Jesus, this stinks. And he says, I know it does. Life is tough, it's painful. It can be really hard sometimes, but don't give up. Keep playing. He says, I'm here in the bullpen with all of the saints who are praying for you. I'm here giving you help with your coaches and your parents and your teachers and all of the people that are in your life. He says, don't worry. I'm here with you. So as we continue tonight to celebrate the wonderful mystery of Christmas, we thank our Lord for coming into humanity, for being one of us. And we ask our Lord Jesus to help us, to change us, to give us courage and strength in the darkness so that we can turn that sorrow into joy, because that's what this day means. One more thing I ask of you young people. I have a homework assignment for you tomorrow, and I hope you can handle this. Tomorrow, you're going to maybe have some things underneath, like this green thing in your house. What's that going to be? Yes?
Presents
under what? Under the? Yes?
Under
the tree. What I ask you to do for your homework is, since we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, that you don't forget that tomorrow. I think so many people forget that it's Jesus' birthday, that they get up in the morning and they're like, I can't wait to open up my gifts and see what I got. And they don't stop to say, Jesus, this day is for you. So your homework assignment, my friends, is before you open up your presents, you tell your grown-ups, your parents, your grandparents, whoever you're celebrating Christmas is, hold on, before we open up gifts, let's say a prayer to God, to thank God for the gift of Jesus. Does that sound okay? Because the whole reason of Christmas is the mystery of the incarnation, that Jesus became a baby to help save us from our sins. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, may the Lord continue to bless us, and may He fill our hearts with love as we celebrate His birth. Thank you guys all very much for your help. You can go have a seat. Did you have a question? Do you have a question?
I know that it's Jesus' birthday.
That's right. Very good. Thank you.